So we are going to speak a bit about the power of identity and how many ways it can be impacted and how ultimately it can be freed. Of course, when we look to find our own identity, we run into pieces of others' identities. I'm sure we have all said at one time or another, I will never say a thing that my mother or my father said, only to find that one day we get up and say the thing that our mother or our father said. That does not mean that you are your mother or your father, but it means that something was expressed through whatever was said, and you did not have your own way to say it. And so now you are in the place where you are looking for the way your identity says a thing. And initially it may be a bit intimidating because it may not sound at all like anything you have ever heard. And the difference between, shall we say, an old pattern expression and a new pattern expression is what happens in your body. If a person says, for instance, to a child, why can't you behave? That is no doubt something that you heard in childhood, which of course expresses a genuine frustration or something that is genuine, but that is not how you are. And so you fall back into the pattern of saying what you have heard. And this is the time when we need to stop and say, but what do I want to say here? What is it that is true for me? What is it that I want to express? Now, that does not mean that you're not going to be annoyed or even that you're not going to be frightened. But part of how you honor your own identity is you find the way that you actually want to express something. And sometimes you will find that it is surprising. And that is fine because our identities are unique. And to be surprised is not a bad thing at all. As a matter of fact, it is quite a good thing. So, and here is what we have to be careful about. We have to be careful that we are not looking for the perfect way to say what we need to say. We are not looking for the, forgive us, the enlightened way to say what we are saying, because both of those things will ring false. They absolutely will ring false. And the thing that we want in our own expression is that what we are saying is true. It is true, it is a match for who we are, but sometimes we need to stop and find who we are in a moment when we are upset or when we are worried or when we are afraid. That is the time when your voice needs to find its placement and its power. Now, what is the problem with the perfect communication? It is hollow and shallow and quite often insulting. And very often that is hard for someone to understand. But if you have ever been on the other end of someone's perfect communication when they were upset, then you know what we are saying. You hear the perfect words, but what you are feeling is not at all a match for what is going on there. It doesn't belong together. And so what we want in speaking with our own identity is that we want to make sure what is going on is true for us. Now, that can be, and we want to not be afraid of negative. That is something you have all been taught never to be. And yet, that is one of the expressions of the human condition. And so when you say to a friend, I was very upset when that happened. And then open the space where you can both be safe enough to talk for it, talk through it, to make it come to the place where it really belongs. And when you are heart connected to someone, you actually can afford to be negative. And that may very well alert the person you are talking to something they did not know, that they did not realize, and that they did not intend. But if you are so interested in presenting the perfect communication, well, I understand that you were late to our lunch and you were 40 minutes late to our lunch. And I completely understand that many things can happen that I don't know if you can feel the energy of that. Who would want to be on the other end of that? It is better to say, you're 40 minutes late. What? Oh, and I am so hungry. And give the person then a chance to enter their material, which gives you a genuine way to respond to them. There is a thing about leading with judgment or leading with something that sounds perfect but has judgment underneath it that is very upsetting to the energy of people who are sensitive or who are spiritual. So if we can make this safe place to communicate with each other, with whoever we care for, with our children, whatever that is, let us make sure that there is honesty in it. Because that honesty then opens a field for the other person to be honest as well. You will find that this will be very helpful in establishing genuine relationships. Now, there are, of course, in the world, situations and places where honest relationships are simply not called for. They are not welcome in the system. They are not being embraced by others. And if that is the case, then feel free to present the perfect answer, because you have looked at this and seen, oh, no one here speaks the truth and no one here hears the truth. So I'm not going to push the truth into a place where it is not welcome. And that is a discernment that we must all make. But with the people we love and trust, let's take a chance. And if the truth feels a little dangerous, let's take a chance. Because if that truth is not presented with judgment, but it is simply presented, then you open up a whole world of being able to relate to other people. Once again, we are going to say that there are discernments you must make. There are places where the truth is not spoken by anyone, is not welcomed, and you would be punished for speaking it. So we must find that and say, my third eye is wise enough to intuit that my truth does not belong here. So I will, what is that phrase you use? The canned answer. There is a canned answer that belongs here. Fine, here it is. But I will not attempt to become closer to anyone in this situation where truth is not spoken. If anything, I will take my truth to the places where my truth really belongs. And so when we are looking at communication, as we certainly are going to be, we are now, but we are going to be a lot more in a few months, then let us remember that, the discernment, but then in the places where the truth is welcome, do not worry so much about how it is spoken. There is an energy in truth, and if there is no judgment in that energy, you have much more room to say what is true than you may ever have imagined. So we are going to take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. And as you breathe in the blue of peace, exhale fear. Let the earth send up a cleansing energy, an energy that washes your root center and frees it from any limitation in creation that you might be holding. Let this washing energy set your creativity free. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the second center. And let it wash away shame and judgment, leaving a place for honest washing away of what you want to move through you. A washing away that does not judge, but simply flows out of your body anything you do not wish to hold. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let that energy wash away any emotion you might be holding, anything that might have made the solar plexus tight or uncomfortable. And feel the peace and the cleansing energy loosening the energy in the solar plexus. Feel the things you do not want to feel flowing out of your body, making a place for peace and joy. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy water the garden in your heart. Give it all that it needs to grow and to be strong and powerful. And let it wash away the pain. Breathe into the place in your heart where you know there is pain. And as you exhale that pain, let the water wash it away. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your throat. And let the cleansing energy wash away any confusion you may have about your communication, so that you can be peaceful in your discernment about all that you want to say to yourself and to others. Let your throat become powerful and wise. And let the communications that reflect who you are gather in that center. Let the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. And as the energy of the third eye becomes clear, Feel the power of that third eye and its connection to your throat center, so that your discernment and your speaking are communicating with each other, giving you the word that is your word, in your energy, in your truth. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into your crown, and open that crown, and open it in love, knowing that it is able to receive all that the universe truly wants you to have. Feel that golden light that is the universal light that carries love and understanding and patience and kindness and power and abundance, and open to all of those beautiful things, and let them flow into your thoughts. Let them flow through your body to relieve you of any strain or tension you might be holding. Flow into your heart to make your heart supported and wise and true. Let the golden light touch each of your chakras. Feel your trunk for healing, your arms for wisdom about what you are doing. Flow down through your legs and your feet, so that the universe is working with you on supporting you with every step you take. And as the energy flows into your feet, know that you are walking in wisdom and light. Bring your attention back to your heart center. And see the beautiful thing that is your heart, that is you, that is unique and special and created specifically for you, that honors you in this time and this place. See that a river runs in your heart, and go to that water and refresh yourself. And put your hands deep into the water and draw up a gift that the universe has left for you. When you've known the gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.